This is Kathy Forsby reporting from Kansas City, Missouri at the Folk Alliance International Conference, and we are doing interviews and performances in our hotel room here at the Sheraton Hotel. And one of our friends that's dropped by to sing and play for us and talk to me for a little bit is our good friend Sky Smead. Sky's a singer-songwriter here from the Kansas City area, newly transplanted from Kansas. What?
Brand new. I'm from Chanute.
Chanute, right.
I moved to Lawrence about a year ago. So still getting the feel for the area,
still getting
the
feel for Lawrence.
Yeah, it's a great town.
Yeah. It's an awesome town.
Yeah.
So you have a new CD out. You've put two CDs out this last year.
No.
Yeah?
No, just one.
But the other one came out pretty quickly.
Somebody else mentioned this, but actually it's been 2 years.
It has?
I skipped a year, but a lot of people have been like, wow, you're really cranking them out. Not really. It's been 2 years.
Really? Feels like it's been. Well, see, that's how fresh your music is.
So. Yeah. So like the CD release party will be April 1st at the Record Bar in Kansas City, which is pretty close to here, I guess.
Yeah.
And 2 years ago, I had a CD release party on April 2nd.
Wow.
I think. So, yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah. And, but yeah, the new CD's out.
And it's called?
It's called Lunker Bass.
And explain to our listeners what a Lunker Bass is.
Lunker Bass is, I wanted to write a fishing song, and I was thinking back about how my dad took me fishing all the time when I was a kid. And we'd go to my Uncle Bill's pond, and he'd always, you know, we'd be out there, and when we weren't catching anything, he'd be like, one of these days we're going to catch a Lunker Bass. And I'd be like, well, what's that? And he said, well, it's just a really big bass. So, and one day we caught the bass.
You caught the Lunker Bass.
Yeah. And so I wrote a song about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that like the biggest bass that you can catch as a, I mean.
Yeah. It's the biggest bass I've ever caught. In fact, I didn't even catch it. My dad caught it. He told everybody I caught it. And when I was, you know, when you're that young, you just go along with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, he told everybody I caught it.
So that's your first fish story, I guess. Huh?
Yeah.
As a child. Yeah. So do you want to do a song from Lunker Bass?
Sure. Why don't we just keep saying Lunker Bass and I'll do Lunker Bass.
Lunker Bass, that's right.
I'll do the fishing song.
This is the title track.
The title track. Scales and all. Oh, let me see. Sorry.
Those darn capos.
Here you go. Well, I was 5 years old, sun bleached blonde, when my father and I fished my Uncle Bill's pond on a rundown dock with a few cane poles, a jar of worms and some big tadpoles. One of them days right out of a dream, bullfrogs in the mud, bluebirds in the trees, and my dad brought along an old Zebco yellow spin bait, so he gave it a throw. Out in the water between two sticks, he got a big old bite and his hook got fixed. And the pole bent down till the tip got wet. He said, hold on tight, I'm gonna go get a net. And so I'm pulling and I'm reeling, I'm getting pretty gassed, when out of the water jumps a big old Lunker Bass. Said, hurry up, Dad, this thing's gonna win. But he took over and he hauled him in. And it was taller than me with its tail on the ground. Made the local paper and the talk of the town. And my father just smiled when everybody asked, well, how the hell did your son ever land that bass?
My Uncle Bill's old pond has long been sold. My father passed on and I'm growing old. When I'm out on the water, I remember his cast. The day that my daddy and I caught a big old lunker bass.
Thanks.
Before you came, or when you came in, that I really love the new CD.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's the best one you've done so far.
I appreciate that.
How do you feel? Is this near your continuum of music?
I'm proud of it. Yeah. You know, I am. I'm glad it's done. Glad I got it recorded and finished with it.
Yeah. Did you do it with Mike again?
I did it with Mike West and Katie West of Truck mm-hmm. Stop Honeymoon in Lawrence, Kansas at the Ninth Ward Pickin' Parlor. And we did it live again, which is my favorite way of doing mm-hmm. recording. Just get in there and, you know, just play like this.
Yeah. But not just the recording, but the songs are really good. I mean, your writing is really... I mean, not that you haven't always been a good songwriter, but I just feel like your songs have gotten even more mature and better. And
well, thanks.
I can see a real growth in your songwriting.
Thank you. I keep working at it.
Is that what do you attribute that to? Do you think it's just because you're doing it more? You've kind of dedicated more time to it, or
yeah, I've been trying to do it a little bit more, but also I've been trying to kind of tap into. Actually, I've been trying to make the songs simpler.
Mm-hmm.
And really direct, and yeah. and I'm trying not to hide behind anything.
Yeah,
and
I hear that in the songs.
So they're actually getting simple, more simple. Honestly,
sometimes simple is, you know, the best direction to go.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just fun. I like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just try not to put too much stress on it. Just kind of roll with it, you know.
Yeah.
I like to try out new songs with like playing shows, and to kind of see what people like and what they don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're not people say, "Oh, it's not true art if you're not trying to like." But I honestly prefer to make people smile over cry. So,
yeah.
And laugh. And so I don't think it really hurts to do what people like. You know,
right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So you went to Europe back in, what, December, you said?
Yeah, I did two tours of England last year. The first one was in May. I went over there for a month. And then the second one was, December. And I got to open up for a really good friend of mine who goes by the stage name Beans on Toast.
Oh, yeah, they're great, uh-huh.
Yeah, and so I did that. I got to tour all over Scotland and England
mm-hmm.
and Wales.
How did they react to your music?
They like it. They thought I was a cowboy. It was actually pretty fun.
You're a cowboy?
Yeah, they uh-huh. everybody asked, well, not everybody, but a lot of people asked if I was a cowboy.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't really want to disappoint them, but I had to say no.
What makes a cowboy in their minds?
I don't know. Maybe
just
the hat.
From Kansas?
And yeah, and you know, I talk like, I mean, obviously, it doesn't sound like I have an accent when you and I are talking because we both have the same accent.
But
they, yeah, you know, the English accent's a bit different than
right
mine. So it was kind of fun. Do you live on a ranch? I'm like, well, no. I wish I did. I could really do. But
they say, can you ride a horse?
I can ride a horse. I did tell them that I had horses.
Yeah.
So I was say, you, like, well, yeah, I used to want to be a cowboy
mm-hmm.
when I was like six.
That's close.
Yeah. Close enough. Close as they're going to get.
Yeah, there you go.
So
would you do the same kind of shows there that you do here? I mean, were the same songs or did you change it up at all?
No, same songs. Yeah. There were different shows because I was the opening act and mm-hmm. In front of hundreds of people every night. So... that's a little different.
So were you doing like concert halls or were you doing house concerts or what
kind no, of things were and you doing? Like big shows. Yeah. Like, you know, clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how did you just get that because you're friends with Beans on Toast? Or I mean, how did you get into that?
Well, I'd like to think he did it because he likes my music, but probably the friendship thing helped.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's probably because he thinks you're a great artist, too. But he probably wanted to hang around people that he likes, so.
Yeah. But I'm really not sure how it all happened. It just kind of did. And I haven't actually put a whole lot of thought into it. I'm just glad that it did. I just kind of put out the, it was kind of like, I put it out there, you know, in the world that I was going to go do a tour. And I lined up a few shows, and then he just invited me on the rest of it. So it was kind of just like, I couldn't really argue with it. I just kind of rolled with it. And it turned out to just be one of the best experiences ever in my life.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can imagine.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot
of fun. Still kind of glowing from it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Well, you're also doing shows. I know you've done it. I know Sally at Whistle Stop Antiques loves you. And she's had you there several times. And you're playing there again coming up soon, aren't you?
I'm sure I will be. We don't really have anything scheduled.
Set up right now? Okay. And you were just there, though, not too long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. We did a little probably 4 or 5 months ago, maybe.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, well.
Those are great shows.
They're fun. It's like the only show I get to stand underneath a chandelier.
Yeah,
you get to stand. An antique chandelier.
Uh-huh.
And everybody sits on really expensive furniture.
Mm-hmm. Antique furniture.
Yeah, antiques. It's great.
Yeah.
It really is. It's one of the better places I've ever really played, especially in the area, but. Yeah, Sally does a really awesome job there. She's always very accommodating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a great host. So can you do us another song?
Yeah, sure. Here's kind of the the feel-good summer hit. this is on the new album, too. And it's a song called Bumper Sticker.
I like this one.
My German Shepherd is smarter than your honor roll student. I ain't wearing any pants and I'd rather be fishing today. Honk if you're horny, honk if you really love Jesus. If you can hear my horn, then you better get out of my way. Well, don't drink and drive, don't drive and text. We'll work for food, we'll beg for sex. Truck sucks gas, but it hauls ass. There's no such thing as driving too fast. Bumper to bumper, everybody's got a bumper sticker. A bumper to bumper, and everybody's got a bumper sticker. A bumper to bumper, everybody's got a bumper sticker. A bumper to bumper, and everybody's got a bumper sticker. Please excuse me, I was raised by a pack of wolves. There ain't no need to panic, 'cause God is in control. Well, I bet Jesus would always use his turn signals. Legalize weed, hug a tree, and legalize coal. Don't drink and drive, don't drive and text. We'll work for food, we'll beg for sex. This truck sucks gas, but it hauls ass. There's no such thing as driving too fast. Bumper to bumper, everybody's got a bumper sticker. A bumper to bumper, and everybody's got a bumper sticker. Well, it's bumper to bumper, everybody's got a bumper sticker. A bumper to bumper, and everybody's got a bumper sticker. Well, my son sells marijuana to your honor roll student. But sometimes life, it just ain't always fair. You better save the whales, save the bees, save the river, save the trees, or coexist, you know I'm just too old to care. Well, don't drink and drive, don't drive and text. We'll work for food, we'll beg for sex. This truck sucks gas, but it hauls ass. There's no such thing as driving too fast.
bumper to bumper. Everybody's got a bumper sticker. Bumper to bumper, and everybody's got a bumper sticker. Well, it's bumper to bumper, everybody's got a bumper sticker. A bumper to bumper, and everybody's got a bumper sticker.
Woo! I've got one of those middle school honor school students.
Do you stickers. Have one?
Yeah. My son's an honor roll student. Now.
You don't have the one that says, my son sells marijuana.
No, I don't have that. I'm hoping I will never have that one.
Your son's an honor roll student.
Yeah, right.
Rock yeah. on.
Well, and who knows? I don't, you know, who knows what he'll do with his life.
That's great.
Well, anyway, thank you so much, Sky, for coming by. The new album is called Lunker Bass. And are you playing around town quite a bit? Are you going on another tour? Or?
Yeah, I've got a bunch of things coming up. Lots of shows, but the show that I'm most excited about, well, hell, there's a lot. Sunday I'm playing at the Kansas City Folk Festival at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm. on the Pershing East stage, and then my CD release party for Lunker Bass is April Fool's Day, April 1st, at the Record Bar in Kansas City, Missouri, with Truck Stop Honeymoon.
Awesome. That'll be a great show.
Should be a fun show.
Yeah. If you haven't heard Truck Stop Honeymoon, you got to check them out.
Yeah, they're the best. They're the best band around for sure. Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot, Sky.
Thank you.
And we'll be seeing you around soon.
Ta-ta.
I'm Kathy Forster reporting from Folk Alliance International here in Kansas City, Missouri.